This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Agan Chodesh, Afreilich and Adar. What could be better to kick off Chodesh Adar than to learn about Tzuras Ha'Oisiyos? So, yesterday we learned the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah to Sif Chaf Hei, that basically there are three categories. Namely, that if the tzura is not on the letter, everybody sees the tzura is not on the letter, even if it doesn't look like another letter, then it's not going to help to fix it because there's going to be an issue of shalai kisidran. However, if it's loy nifsad tzura say legamri, there's like a hairline fracture, so then it will help to fix it because it's only lacking tzura b'shleimus. But in a third situation, where it has a tzura, nevertheless, you can fix it if you're going to have to erase and write anew. Okay, so now let us again start, read Sif Chafei. Kol oishihi ksuva shalai kisikna. Any letter which is written improperly, ve'in tzura soleha, kagoin naga regel ha'alef, Begag ha'alef, if the foot of the aleph is touching the roof of the aleph, we saw that 2 days ago, where the leg of the left leg is too thick. Oy penei ha'alef bifnim, begag shetachteha, or the face of the aleph, is touching the. Meaning the top right leg is a full leg, so it's touching the roof. Shetachteha. So, az, oi, shahaya regala he, oi regala hakuf, noigim. Or, if the foot of the he, or the foot of the kuf, are touching, we had that picture before as well. If I'm not mistaken, we had that here. You see this in where my cursor is? The foot of the hay or the foot of the kuf are touching. Or if you have one letter divided into two letters, kagain sadi shikas of yud nun. Oi shin. Or let's say a shin shekasva ayin yud, a shin you wrote as an ayin and a yud, a ches you wrote as shnei zainin, the achar shekasva lefanav, and after you continue to write, chazar v'siknan, have a shaloi kisidron upsulam. It would be a problem of shaloi kisidron, and it will be pasul. Let's see Mishnah Berurah, simen, sifkatan, kuf tesvav, v'ein tsurasa aleha. Perosh, Shanira le'ein koil she'ein tzuras aleha. Everyone sees that its image is not on it at all. The after bin naga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef, even though if the foot of the aleph touches the roof of the aleph, for example, in diagram 1 aleph, where my cursor is, oi pinei ha'alef begagoi, or the face of the aleph is touching the roof, for example, in 1 Dalid, and this is not being zoom recorded today. I forgot, but whoever's on the share will see it. Oy regel hey v'kuf hanoigin lamala, or the regel of the hey or the kuf, like in this diagram, 4 aleph and 4 vav, is touching above. Nikar alav adayin ikar tzura sa'ois, even though the ikar tzura sa'ois is recognizable. V'tinoik yikreo la'ois, and a child is. We'll be able to read the letter. Afilu hachi kivan shepsul ze ein tikunai ki im al yidei greiras kamash shenasa bepsul. Since the only way to fix it is to scrape off everything that was made bepsul v'chanal b'sif yurches, memela nizbatel tzurasoi legamri. Memela, the whole image is batel. V'im yisak neim acher kach havishaloi kesedron. And if you fix it afterwards, it will be shaloi kesedah. Okay, Sivkatan Kovte Zayin, Regel Ha'alef. Vuadin Kalhani de Kasav Rama Bahagos Soif Sif Yur Ches Hanal. So all the cases that the Rama brought in the end of Sif Yur Ches, here it's saying, look in picture 2 on page 123, where they give examples where you make one of the yuds of the shin extremely thick, or the yud of the tzadi very thick, or the yud of the ayin very thick. So you're going to have to end up scraping off completely and rewriting. Otherwise, the only way to do it was going to be chak toichais. So then it's going to be a problem of shalai kisidron. Fine. Noigim afil. Okay, noigim. Let's say the regel of the kuf is touching. Says the Mishnah Brura, afilo negia daka kechod hasara, even the smallest touching. By the way, that's right over here, right? You see, you have a nice hay. The bottom of the hay is very thick. So when you look at the letter, it looks like a hay. It's a dalet with an upside down yud. The problem is, upon further looking, there's like a hairline connection between the foot and the roof. So that's a problem, and it's not going to help to scrape off, because you have to scrape off the whole bottom and rewrite it, and now it's going to be a problem of shaloi kesidron. Or, let's say, a tzadi that you wrote as a yud and a nun. Perosh. Ah, here we got a good picture. Pictures are good. By the way, I'll tell you how good pictures are. I was talking to a boy yesterday. He has a hard time learning Gemara. They were learning yesterday a blot in Sukkah, in the beginning of Sukkah, with a toisus that occupied the entire page, with the din of that a square is one quarter bigger than a circle. And the Rebbe brought in oak tags, and the Rebbe drew the whole thing out, and the kid knew the toisus, one of the hardest toisus in Shas Klar. Why? Visual aid. Visual aid is very important. Anyway, so here you have a tzadi. You see this tzadi? The tzadi consists of a nun and a yud. The problem is, if there is a hairline fracture, then it's not connected. So you wrote the yud and the nun, you wrote it as a yud and a nun. Now, what was category 2 from yesterday? Category 2 was, there's a hairline fracture. There, we say it does help to fill it in, because it basically, it has tsuras ha'ois, just not b'shleimus. But for some reason, that's only by the yud of the aleph. In other words, if it's the yud of an aleph, is not touching, let's see. Here, look in this picture, Gimel. If the yud of the aleph is not touching, it seems like that's okay. Or if the branch of a shin is not touching it, that's okay. Not sure why the nun and the yud of a tzadi is more of a problem. I guess the answer is because it's nira kishnei oisias. Here are the cases. It looks like two letters. It doesn't look like a tzadi. It looks like two letters. V'chein b'chol inoch l'chein afilum ira detina karik el chasai. Even if it happens, a kid is reading it properly. Ein yoch l'sak n'nachakach shekivon she'einenu royoi she'yesh lam tzuras oisias acheirois. Here's the issue. How does it look? To our eye, it looks like two letters. So to a little kid, he doesn't necessarily see a nun and a yod. He may see it as a tzadi. But to our objective eye, it looks like two letters. Im kein kishe mesakne macherkach, harei zek siva mechadosh, ushaloi kisidron. It would be a new writing, and it would be considered out of order. Ah, next case. New picture. Very exciting. V'adin afilu im ein lohem tzuras oisias acheris. Let's say it doesn't look like a different letter. Rak shenira le'ein ha'koil she'ein lo ikur tzuras. Doesn't look like a different letter, but everyone sees that's not the way that a particular letter looks. Kugoin yud shaloi asa regel yamini. You see this yud over here? Let's make this bigger. You see this yud over here? Everyone knows it's the word biyad, but you look at that yud, it doesn't look like a yud. So you say, okay, let me just add that. No, it's shaloi kisidran. Ay aleph shechasolai hayud ha'elyain. Let's say it like this. An aleph. It's missing the upper yud. Everybody knows this is an aleph. There's no other letter this could be. It's se'er, se'ar or she'er. But it's still missing the ikar tzura. I don't think it's a different letter, but that's not what an aleph looks like. V'chol kahai gavne in yachal asakneim achar kach. You can't fix it. Avim loy asala yud regel smiley. Ah, but what if you didn't make the kutzoy shel yud on the left side? Aftim yishar kach pasul. Even though if you leave it that way, it's puzzle. And then a yud karoy, it's not a proper yud lefidas roiva poiskim kil kaman misimin lamed vav. But it has ikar tzurasai. The main surah it has. I understand it's missing a halachic requirement, but it has the ikar tzura, even the yeshla ikar tzurasa. Dafilu b'lai ukat shem yud aleha. It's a yud, it's just not a kosher yud. In this case, if it's missing the right leg of the yud, it's not a yud. If it's missing the upper yud of the aleph, it's not an aleph. But if it's missing the left thorn of the yud, it's not. It's a yud. Dafilu b'lai ukat shem yud aleha in yachal asakna. Ve'ein bazem yishom shaloi kisidran. Okay, Rabbi Isai, another successful day of Simen Lamed Beis. Okay, have a great day, everyone. And I wish you bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Thank you for joining.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.